This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to start taking some of your calls. I want to know what you think about the fact that we have not only a trip to Saudi Arabia, but the awkward photo ops that Donald Trump's staff allowed to happen. But I want to know what you think about the massive arms deal that we have. I want to know what you think about this new global center for fighting terrorism that they're going to create in the Mecca of terrorism, Saudi Arabia, in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. As I was saying before, let me give out that phone number. That's 800-259-9231. If you want to call in and talk about that, talk about Saudi Arabia, talk about terrorism. Is this a good idea, setting up a center there? What do you feel, how do you feel about the fact that we are going to sell $100 billion of weapons to them right away, and about $400 billion over the next few years? Is that a good deal for us? Is that really something that we want to do? And also the idea of an Arab NATO that is also being floated around. We haven't even gotten the old NATO fixed. We're still the ones that are paying the cost in terms of money and lives. In terms of NATO, we're the ones bearing most of the burden there. So now we're going to do that in the Arab world. And of course, in the Arab world, we're given a $40 billion thank you tip from the Saudis. It's kind of like, you know, what they do to the guys that park their hypercars in the United Arab Emirates. Here you go. Here's a tip, you know, 10% tip of this arms deal, telling us to go fix your potholes with this. We could fix our own roads if we weren't fighting their wars and their conflicts. Let's make that clear. We've already spent $2 trillion. We had $1 trillion that we spent in direct costs, another $1 trillion that we have spent in terms of medical and disability payments, not to mention the cost in lives that we have suffered, not to mention the fact that we have 20 people a day who are veterans with PTSD committing suicide. Those are the real costs that we bear when we become their mercenaries, their slaves. I'm very concerned about that. And of course, we borrowed that money. We borrowed it from the Saudis, the people who buy our Federal Reserve notes. Those are the Saudis. That's the petrodollar. So we borrow the money from them to fight these wars for them, the wars that they want to fight. And of course, you can see that as Donald Trump is going to Saudi Arabia and Israel, they're saying that you need to get rid of Iran and Syria. That's where they're focusing the efforts of the Trump administration. Are they really fighting ISIS, or do they really just want regime change? As we look at the way the money is being spent, we have this article from the Daily Caller. U.S. allots $200,000 in Europe to promote positive narratives about refugees. And, of course, this is one of the things that the owner of Chobani Yogurt was saying when he went on CBS 60 Minutes. He said, I give jobs to refugees. When I give them a job, they're no longer a refugee. Well, how about instead of stopping it that way, why don't we stop creating the refugees by stopping the wars? We've got 7 wars going on right now, and they want to get us involved in many more wars. This is the first time in Obama's administration, the first time we've had a president who has been at war the entire 8 years of his administration. And, of course, George Bush could have set that record if only he had started September 11th a little bit earlier. But he got a late start, so he didn't get the record. That went to Obama. But they're not getting rid of any of these wars. These are perpetual wars. And we need to think about this as we look at Saudi Arabia. How did this stuff all start? As I was saying in the last segment, Donald Trump said we need to release those 28 pages. They blame the Saudis. They put them out there as the poster children for the 9/11 attacks. And then they cover it up for the Saudis because they didn't want to harm them in the American public's eyes. And then they protected them from lawsuits. So they say these guys are responsible, but you're not going to be able to sue them, and you're not going to be able to see why we say they're responsible. That's the way they work with the Saudis. This is the thing that should really concern us. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to take your phone calls. I see the board is already lit up. Take your phone calls about this Saudi Arabian trip, the ties of the Saudis to terrorism. We'll be right back.
uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt weak. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're going to take your calls, and I want to know what you think about this trip to Saudi Arabia. What about our relationship with Saudi Arabia? Is this something that we ought to be close to them? It's reality. This is not something that Donald Trump has created. This is something that's been going on for a very long time. They're the basis of our currency now. They give us the basis of the petrodollar, the fiat currency that goes back to the repudiation of the gold standard. They became our partners in fraud, okay? And they are our partners in crime when it comes to September 11th. We have had the CIA and Saudi intelligence of... It's difficult to tell where one stops and the other one starts. And we go back to 9/11, I think it's the beginning of finding out what really happened to get those pages redacted, and we can thank Donald Trump for that. Nobody else was able to get that done. That begins the discussion. That began, finally, some compensation for the people who had loved ones who were lost in that. They were shut down from having that happen by the Congress for 15 years. They wouldn't let them do that. Finally, that went through. It got vetoed by Obama, but it passed. I believe that is now moving forward. The lawsuits are there. And as we look at this, and as we look at the fact that we're now going to give $400 billion worth of weapons to them, we've had many people saying for the longest time, maybe the U.S. government should not be the Air Force for Al-Qaeda. But yet we see that's really what's happening. As I mentioned on Friday night, when I was talking about this, I said, just this last couple of days, this was reported by antiwar.com, they pointed out how ISIS had killed 53, many of them civilians, in attacks on a Syrian Shiite village. They said there were children and as part of these people who were killed, and many of them were beheaded by ISIS. Now, ISIS did not refute that. ISIS said, no, it wasn't 53, it was 100. We're proud of that. We're proud of that. And so we look at this, and what is the other thing that's happening here? Well, we see at the same time, Syrian troops are advancing on ISIS in northern Aleppo, 49 killed and fighting. So they're fighting the people who are beheading children and others in their areas that they control. And so what do? We go in and we fight the people who are fighting ISIS. Does that make us ISIS's allies? Why, yes, it does. Yes, it does. The fact that we give them arms, weapon, and training also makes them our allies. ISIS is our allies. So we act as their Air Force. Maybe we won't have to act as their Air Force. It's kind of embarrassing, you know, when we send in U.S. airplanes to bomb the people who are fighting ISIS. It makes us look bad. It'd be better if we could sell these weapons to Saudi Arabia and let them be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. And quite frankly, folks, we need to understand what this is truly, that this is truly what's happening. You know, by any other name, and of course they've changed their name yet again. Here's a report from Mint Press. What's in a name? The U.S. takes off Syria's Al-Qaeda off the terror watch list. Why? Because they changed their name again. Remember, they were the Mujahideen, then they became Al-Qaeda, then they called themselves various names in Syria like Al-Nusra. Now they have rebranded themselves yet again so they can get off the terror banning list. As they point out, it turns out getting off the terror list in U.S. and Canada is as simple as changing your name. The terror watch list in the U.S. has long been secretive and controversial. You can't find out if you're on it, right? Just kind of like the no-fly list. But they say that terrorist groups that are tied to Al-Qaeda have found that getting off the watch list only requires a little minor rebranding. Now a terror group, long known to most as Jabhat al-Nusra or the al-Nusra Front, these are the good guys. These are the moderate rebels, the moderate Al-Qaeda, the kinds of people that John McCain meets with. These are the good guys, the guys that we give weapons, material, and support to, and that we send our warmongering senators to meet in person. So now al-Nusra, people are starting to catch on to that. And so what they did, they rebranded themselves as Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. We'll just call them HTS. How's that? So now they're on name number 4, at least. And that allowed them to get removed from the terror watch lists in the U.S. and Canada. So that'll allow citizens in the U.S. and Canada to donate money to the group, to travel, to fight with the group, to disseminate the group's propaganda, and not run into any pesky problems from the United States government. And then, of course, the arms shipments that we're giving to Saudi Arabia, which is currently in a war with Yemen, that'll allow them to continue the bombing of Yemen. That'll allow them to operate as Al-Qaeda's air force, and we won't really have to worry about anybody seeing us drop bombs on the people who are fighting Al-Qaeda. Wouldn't that be great? And, of course, why not? Because the Saudis are such expert pilots. As we know, when we looked at 9/11, we had American pilots who had trained pilots for decades with flight simulators who had decades of experience flying these planes, and they would train the pilots. I looked at it and said, you can't fly those planes that fast at that altitude. The air's too thick. You can't fly that fast. So they said, something is wrong with this. And, of course, maybe you could get an idea that something was wrong with it when three buildings, three skyscrapers made of steel fell down in their own footprint, and only two of them were hit with planes. Building 7 was never even hit with a plane. So these guys are pretty good pilots. They might really mop up the Middle East with whoever they're fighting because they can fly planes at speeds that are not possible. They can take down three skyscrapers with just two planes hitting them. So these guys are pretty impressive. Very impressive indeed. And going back to this story, back in September 14, 2016, Politico said, we misled you. How the Saudis are coming clean on their funding of terrorism. And the guy who wrote this, Jack Schaefer, pointed out in last September, he said, on my most recent trip to Saudi Arabia, I was greeted with a startling confession. He said, one top Saudi official admitted to me, we misled you. He explained that Saudi support for Islamic extremism started in the early 1960s. As a counter to Nasserism, the socialist political ideology that came out of the thinking of Egypt's Abdel Nasser. They thought that it threatened Saudi Arabia because, you know, Saudi Arabia is organized as a kingdom. So if you're going to set up a kind of a socialist, populist movement, they saw that as a threat to their hierarchical structure there. So that led to the war that we still have with Yemen. But they also decided that they could use Islamism as a powerful tool with broader utility. So they created Islamic terrorism. The Saudi leadership explained to me that on their support of extremism was a way of resisting the Soviet Union, often in cooperation with the United States. Yes. Like 9/11, most likely. Okay, but over time, the Saudis say their support for extremism turned on them. It metastasized into a serious threat to the kingdom and to the West. And so their narrative now is that, okay, we created this thing, but now it's gotten out of control. So now we really want to work with you guys to get it under control. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. Like this guy says, it's fair to ask if their new policy really is this. He said, clearly there are some questions about whether some extremist Sunni groups such as al-Nusra, we just talked about them. They've rebranded, though. They're okay now. They've got a new name, so they're not terrorists for the moment. Whether or not they're still getting Saudi money, that's the real issue. That's the elephant in the room. But there's one more before I go to your calls. Thank you guys for holding. We'll get to your calls in just one moment. I want to play a little bit of context for you. Because I talked earlier in the broadcast about the fact that there's not really a difference between the Saudis and ISIS. It's a distinction without a difference. And I want to play for you a couple of videos of women being beheaded. But we're not going to play the beheading, so I don't want to have this taken down by Google. I don't want this YouTube video to be taken down. But I want you to see the stage that is set up. Let's go ahead and roll that video, and I'll kind of talk over this. Okay, in this particular situation, we have the people dressed like the people that were in the conga line with our White House staff and the president. They set up that photo op, and there's these same guys in the white robes holding the sword. And the person that you can barely see there is a woman, because she is dressed from head to toe in total black. That's the way they treat their women. Now, this woman is going to be executed. You will never see her face, because this is, after all, Saudi Arabia. So let's stop this before the actual head chopping starts. But this is the context, folks, for Saudi Arabia. These are the people that Ivanka Trump says they're making great progress in women's rights and human rights and so forth. Now, what they did was they made a contribution of $100 million to a group that Ivanka Trump wants them to donate money to. That's the progress that's been made. Nothing has changed in Saudi Arabia. They still have Sharia law. This is what Sharia law is going to look like when it comes to your country. Let's run another clip. We've got another clip here where you can see the people who are standing around here. You got that clip? Because, see, when this happens with our ally, Saudi Arabia, it's not a bad thing. And they don't want to play this in the news media. They will play the ISIS beheading videos. But we have here in this particular situation, again, a bunch of guys in white robes with their swords, and they line the victims up one by one and chop their heads off. And, of course, this is the moderate Saudi Arabia, the people who are our partners in all of this. And we should not pay attention to this. So go ahead and stop that so we don't get this video pulled by YouTube. See, we're outraged if it's ISIS, but if it's done by Saudi Arabia, no matter how many hundreds of people they kill per year, and, of course, there's a documentary that's been done on this that you can see, Saudi Arabia Uncovered. They show not only the beheadings, but they also show the corpses of women still dressed in their head-to-toe burqas dangling from cranes. And as I said, the only difference between Saudi Arabia and ISIS is that Saudi Arabia buys their air force from us, and ISIS merely borrows their air force from us. Let's go to our callers here. Let's go to Stephen in Florida. Stephen, your comments.
Yeah, hey, David. First of all, I completely agree with your facetiousness and sarcasm about the Saudis being our Air Force now as a proxy for us. But I wanted to say this before I get to them. I wanted to give you something that I hope you'll pass along to Alex, and I think he'll really appreciate this. He had come up with a couple months ago now about MSM, what he coined as what he figured was the most accurate label for them, which was fake stream media. You remember that?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. Hang on, we got to take a break. We're going to come right back. We'll begin with your call. Stay with us, Stephen, and we've got Bill and Dante, Alex, Chris, many others on the line. Stay with us. We'll be right back taking your phone call.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to go to your calls, and we've got people lined up here. We're talking to Stephen just before we went to the break. Stephen in Florida, go ahead. I had to ran out of time there. Your comments.
Okay, and I want to get to the Saudis because I have a scenario I want to lay out for you real quick. But I have come up with what I believe is a much better term for MSM. They are the antithesis of what you guys at InfoWars stand for, which is why I believe they should be called disinfo whores.
There you go. That's good. That's good.
Now, under the Saudis, now follow this, okay? You mentioned us being taken off the gold standard. Whose administration was that under?
That was under Nixon's administration with Henry Kissinger.
Yeah. Who was the Secretary of State for Nixon? You just named him.
Yeah, Kissinger, yeah.
Henry Kissinger, who gave Barack Obama his first job, who Obama was obviously, he was one of Obama's chief advisors, and Obama clearly favored the Saudis. Remember, he bowed to them in reverence and basically deference to Allah as a loyal Muslim. And you remember the Saudis were one of the major contributors to whose presidential campaign?
Clinton.
Hillary Clinton. Okay, yeah. Now follow this. Now go.
Yeah, they even bragged about that, and then they pulled that back after it got a little bit of traction in our press, not in the mainstream press, but that memo that they talked about how much money they'd given, what was it, $20 million? I'm going from memory. But then they pulled that back and deleted that tweet.
So now, okay, so here's the thing. Think back to Pastor Lindsey Williams, who Alex hasn't had in the show now in probably almost 2 years. But remember the scenario he laid out? Those CEOs up there in the Alaskan pipeline who disclosed to him what the New World Order was planning on doing in relation to the Middle East. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He said that they were going to take down the Middle East like dominoes, okay? And you remember, Kissinger went to the Middle East, met with the Saudis specifically. We were the major oil producer back then. And basically what he said they planned was to destabilize our economy, one of the main ways, to take that away, the oil production, and give it to the Saudis and this conglomeration that they came up with called OPEC at the behest of the New World Order. Okay,
that's right. And I think the most effective thing we could do right now, instead of aligning ourselves to them, instead of giving them massive amounts of weapons, instead of getting involved in their wars, I think the most important thing we could do is to fall back and start to do the things that Donald Trump has already started to do. We have this divided process here. You know, you're talking about Henry Kissinger. The fact that Henry Kissinger met with Donald Trump, and then not too long after that, this trip gets put together. And I think that's a very bad idea. I don't know if it was Kissinger's idea. I don't know who planned this, but I think it was a very bad idea, very bad photo ops at the very least. But it absolutely makes me outraged when I look at this, and I understand what's behind it. And when I was talking earlier about the fact that we had these executions going on in villages, that the Syrian army was fighting back against them, and then we went in and bombed the Syrians who were fighting ISIS. It also took place in the southern part of Syria. That is the area that they want to run the pipeline from the UAE up through to Europe. Russia, Iran, and Syria have a different pipeline that they want to run through the northern part of the country. So it all boils down to this. We could transcend them. We have a tremendous reserve in coal. Back in the late 1970s, when Time magazine was saying we were going to be out of oil within 8 years, we're going to be out of natural gas in something like 10 years. But then they said we have 500 years of coal. So what'd they do? They made coal the enemy. Coal is poison. We must stop coal. It's carbon. Because that's what we have here in America. But then they came up with fracking, and then that's something that even OPEC can't stop, is fracking. So what we ought to do is unleash American resources and let the Middle East just fight among themselves. That's my opinion. What do you think, Stephen?
Well, here's what I'm getting at. You remember Dr. Steve Pachinik in his last interview over the last few days with Alex, and they were talking about Kissinger, and Kissinger is now advising Trump. And Steve Pachinik thinks this is a good thing, and I don't want to, you know, degrade Mr. Pachinik, because he knows a whole lot more than I do, being, you know, having been in our government. But I don't think this is a good thing, because remember, Kissinger was David Rockefeller's right-hand man. Okay, this guy, I think Kissinger is a Trojan horse in the Trump administration, and I think that's why Trump went on this trip recently. And I agree with what Joel Skousen said, and it's the same thing here. Just like with Syria, I believe Trump got snookered on that by the New World Order bombing them, and that was clearly a false flag attack, probably carried out by ISIS.
Yeah, I don't see the opening to China by Kissinger as being a good thing either. Take a look at the trade deficit, if you will. And of course, the people are going to win from our indebtedness, making $5 trillion in interest to the people who own our debt, Saudi Arabia and China. We'll be right back. Taking your call. Stay with us, Bill and Dante, Alex, Chris, and others. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to get back to our callers in just one moment. This article that came out today out of Yahoo News, Trump EPA transition chief laments slow progress and killing green rules. This is a man who led Trump's transition team for the EPA. He told a conservative conference the new administration is moving too slowly to unravel climate change regulations. And he said, of course, they're also delaying appointing key people. But a key part of what people are concerned about is the fact that we are remaining in the Paris Climate Agreement. And I say that remaining with air quotes around it, because it was never ratified by the Senate. However, by not repudiating Obama's executive order, Trump is allowing that to remain and to be used to pressure legislation that will be used to influence court cases, as well as the endangerment finding that the Obama administration put in that says that carbon dioxide is a public health threat. No, it's not. Carbon dioxide is what you breathe out, so you are a health threat. The animals that we have for food breathe out carbon dioxide, but the plants breathe it in. The plants need that just as they need oxygen. They breathe in carbon dioxide and they let out oxygen. That's the basic science behind this. It's a closed-loop system. God knew what he was doing, okay? There are feedback loops that control that, but when you leave the endangerment clause that lies to people and says carbon dioxide is poison, essentially. When you leave in the Paris Climate Agreement and say we're not going to repudiate that signing by the president, by the people who got involved with it, former Secretary of State John Kerry, when you leave that in, then basically what you're doing is you're leaving the structure that will be used to keep oppressive regulations from being overturned. That's what people are concerned about. Where is that coming from? Oh, it's coming from Ivanka. It's coming from Rex Tillerson. That's why we have this T-shirt. I voted for Donald, not Ivanka. I would say I voted for Donald. Also, I didn't vote for Kissinger either or for Rex Tillerson. I voted to get rid of these climate change treaties. That's why it's important for us to try to get Donald Trump to remain on the agenda. You know, when we say things like this, we're not opposing Trump. What we're trying to do is keep him to his agenda. Barack Obama said to his supporters, hold me to it. Hold me to it. He said, I need your help. I need you to push back on this. And they did. And he came up with executive orders that violated the laws, that were in direct contradiction to the law. What we're asking Donald Trump to do is to overturn those executive orders, to abide by the law, to abide by the Constitution. We're trying to encourage him to go back to his agenda. That's the least that we can do. He needs your support to do that. He needs your encouragement to stick to his agenda because he has people who are very close to him. His daughter, his son-in-law who took a lot of money from George Soros, they are putting a lot of pressure on him as the rest of the people, Republican and Democrat, the establishment in Washington, are pushing on Trump to go in a different direction than his agenda that he was elected on. So you need to push in the opposite direction to make sure that he goes that way. You need to encourage him to do that. So part of that is the Trump T-shirt. I voted for Donald, not Ivanka T-shirt. You can find that at InfoWars.com. Also, we have a new shipment of BioTruth Selenium now available at InfoWarsLife.com that has been sold out. Selenium is very important for your health. You can do your own research and find that. That's broad agreement that you need to have selenium to support your thyroid gland, your immune system, your DNA production, your eyesight. We have created a very pure system of selenium. It's 100% organic. It comes from mustard seed. It's not synthetic like many of the seleniums that you'll get. So you want to make sure you take the right supplements, and you want to make sure that you get them in a pure form, in an organic form, not a synthetic form. And so BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com, and it also helps to support our operation. We really appreciate your support standing with us. You can read those reviews and also take a look at our new product, Z-Shield, Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support, 25% off as part of its introductory pricing. That'll go very quickly because we do small runs for introductory prices. Let's go back to our callers who've been waiting patiently. Bill in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Bill.
Hear me, Dave?
I hear you. Your comments on the Saudi trip.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, Dave, I don't know where to start. I guess I'm hanging on by fingernails to the Trump agenda. I am very, very disappointed. Okay, I had commercially made a sign in front of my farm here. I'm a local public official. I made calls. I got a lot of people to support him. It was almost 2-1 in our local area for him. But I'm very disappointed. We hear all the time about how smart Donald Trump is. And I'm beginning to question that.
Well, we hear the meme of 4D chess. One of the things I tweeted out over the weekend, I said, we always hear he's playing four-dimensional chess. But I think that we have to understand, and this is my concern from the very beginning. I held back to wait to see what happens, and what I thought would happen really did happen. You know, personnel is policy. And if you bring in key pieces, if the queen is playing for the other team, if the bishop and the knight and the rook are playing for the other team, they're the other team's pieces, and you bring those in, I understand he's got a massive problem to try to do anything about Washington, but it doesn't help when you're trying to run a three-legged race and the other guy's going in the opposite direction from you. That's a key thing. And so that's really, I think, where it's starting to go wrong. We need to put pressure on him to stick to his agenda. I think he really does want to stick to this agenda, but for whatever reason, whether he puts a premium on people who are experts. So he wants Washington experts. He wants banking experts. Maybe that's where he went wrong, by pulling those people in. And they're diverting his agenda, I believe, or delaying it, dragging their feet, and betraying the agenda, betraying Donald Trump. I think it's not wrong to criticize Donald Trump. I think he needs our encouragement. I think he needs pressure from us as well as support from us to do the agenda that he campaigned on. Do you agree?
Now, when he, you know, announced this trip, he said he's going to the civilized world, okay, to bring it all together. Now, you tell me the Saudis are civilized.
Yeah.
The Israelis are civilized. And I'm a traditional Catholic. I can tell you for sure Pope Francis isn't a pope, and he's not civilized either. So what
right.
we have here is catering to all of the problems in the world.
Yes.
Tears almost came to my eyes with America First. And so what do we have? We're funneling $38 billion to Israel. We're, like you pointed out, we're setting up the Saudis to be our Air Force. Tillerson calls it an act of peace. We're promoting peace in the world. Why are we doing this for the military-industrial complex? Let's build baby carriages, not weapons.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. You know, when we look at the total cost of just the Iraq and Iran war, as I pointed out before, is about $1 trillion in terms of direct costs, in terms of weapons, materials, things like that, the actual cost of conducting the war, about $1 trillion in terms of the cleanup, taking care of our wounded soldiers and so forth. And then it's estimated to be about another $5 trillion of interest costs that we're going to accumulate over the next decades as we pay off this money that we borrowed to fight these wars. And who are we going to pay that off to? The people who buy our debt, the Saudis, the Chinese, they're going to make $5 trillion off of our Iraq folly. This is the thing that is so incredibly disturbing about this as I look at this. And I just, again, knowing the context of Saudi Arabia, why would we honor them by going to their country? Why would we honor them by letting them honor us with medals and so forth? I just don't understand the trip. I don't understand the symbolism. And I adamantly oppose this weapons system to Saudi Arabia. And I think we all need to make that clear. It's come out that Rand Paul and others are going to push back against this weapons sale. I hope that they do. And when they do, we need to support them. And we need to support Trump when he does the right thing. And we need to pressure him when he does the wrong thing, because he's listening to the wrong advisors. I really think so. Thank you so much, Bill. I got a lot of people online. I want to move along. Let's go to Dante in California. Is that the, did I write that down correctly? Yeah, Dante, California. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, David.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm currently working on a video over Trump's visit to the Middle East. I'll be posting it to my YouTube channel soon. My channel is called Expose the Elites, and there is no spaces in that name. I currently have 5 videos over various topics such as geoengineering, so if you'd like to vet it and promote it, that'd be great. But back to the subject at hand.
Wait a second before we move on. That's Expose the Elites?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on YouTube, so people can find those videos. Yes.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Go ahead.
It's there's no space in it. It'll get you confused. Just Expose the Elites as one word. So anyway,
okay.
Choosing Saudi Arabia as the first stop stands in stark contrast to the nature of Obama back in 2009 when in his visit to Egypt, he was seeking to, quote, reset relations with the Muslim world. And, of course, this was followed by the Arab Spring, which led to the collapsing of the multiple Middle Eastern countries, violence, terrorism. So I think what we need to be paying attention to is the actions and conflicts that arise after this foreign trip to know the true nature of these resolutions that Trump is promoting.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to have to take a look at what happens. And I'm very concerned about the global center for fighting terrorism that's being created in all places, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I mean, this would be a joke if it wasn't being taken seriously. I cannot believe the hypocrisy. It's really approaches a level of satire. What do you think about that? Having our global center for fighting terrorism with the people, they're the mecca of terrorism, Saudi Arabia.
Well, there's one of two things that could be going on. Either Trump has totally fallen over to the deep state, or Trump has a bigger game at play here. Like you said, playing four-dimensional chess, he could be setting up something that would be in favor for America. But as far as I'm seeing it, this is just totally out of control because, I mean, promoting peace with these countries that are not compatible with each other and promoting this idea that all these Muslim countries can work together in unison, it's never worked in history, and I don't think it can work today.
Absolutely. Yeah, I wish you would focus on America first, and I think that it's my suspicion that Kissinger told him to take this trip. To get away from the attacks, to elevate himself to the level of world leader by meeting with all these different world leaders everywhere, because he's going to go from meeting with the Muslims to the Jews to the Pope, and then he's going to go to Brussels. And I guess you could look at this as a religion tour, right? We go to Islam, Judaism, Catholicism, and then we go to the coming world religion, the coming world government coming out of Brussels. Of course, that'll be a one world government, one world religion that'll be opposed to all of those religions. But when I look at this, it's just like, I wish you would just fix the problems here, fix the problems in his administration first, get his house in order, get his cabinet in order, get people who are going to work with him on his agenda, and start putting pressure on Congress with the American people. And that's where the Trump supporters need to step in. They need to help him put pressure on the swamp to do the right thing rather than just falling back whenever he does something that looks wrong or that is obviously wrong. I see the Trump supporters just lay back and say, he's playing four-dimensional chess. He knows what he's doing. He's a genius. Instead of saying, we want you to do X. You said you were going to do X. Do X. They need to be putting pressure on him instead of taking the pressure off. When you take the pressure off and say, that's all right, I know you'll eventually do the right thing. That's not going to happen. You need to put pressure on to fight against the people who are in Washington, to fight against the swamp. I think it's the only way we're going to win. Thank you, Dante. Let's go to Alex in Michigan. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, David, can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Great. I had a few points I wanted to make. I mean, I don't know if I'm sure Trump is pretty smart. I mean, I'm going all in. For Trump, I'm supporting Trump and InfoWars till the end. It's obvious Iran is a proxy of Russia. If he goes to war with Iran, there's just going to be World War III in that scenario. So I'm hoping he just said that to appease the Saudis or whatever.
Well, the Saudis want Iran taken out. The Israelis want Iran taken out.
Yeah,
and there's the oil issues that are there. There's, you know, the Russians, the Iranians, and the Syrians have their own pipeline, and then the Saudis and their allies and the Americans have a different pipeline they want to go through. And, you know, so there's these different games that are being played. People need to realize that Islam is not monolithic. There's different groups there. And one of the worst extremist groups are the Wahhabists. And, of course, they're adamantly opposed to the Sunnis and the Shias. And so that's a large part of what it's cultural, it's religious, it's geopolitical, it's economic. There's all these different regions that you got these two different bases that are there. But we have our own energy source. We don't need to be their lackeys, their mercenaries. And I wish that we would do that. When you say you support Trump, how do you support Trump? Do you say do the right thing? Do you say we voted for this, let's do this, come on, let's, you know, stick to the program? Or do you say, I know that you've got, you know, are back. I know that you know what you're doing. I'll just leave you alone. How do you view support? Which of those two alternatives?
I try to tweet to Trump as much as possible, but I don't think he reads them. But,
sure.
You know, I just I bought a Trump hat the other day. I don't know. Just people got to.
Well, that's good. You know, if you get on social media and if you say, let's stick to the agenda, let's do this. This is the wrong direction. We're going. Wait a minute, folks. We're doing the wrong direction. Look. Anybody who is a pilot, anybody who is a driver, when you're driving down the road, you're constantly making corrections to the direction that you're going, aren't you, to get where you want to go. But you have, you know, you want to go from point A to point B. You're driving down the road. You're constantly reacting to obstacles that are coming up on the road. You're constantly changing direction. But you have to have in mind what your ultimate destination is. And if it's not clear to us that Trump is going in the right direction, then he needs to make that clear to us. It's like, hey, this is my next step here. We're going to do that. But he at least needs to know, even if it's some super secret plan that he's concocting and nobody knows but himself, he still needs to know that we want him to stick to the agenda that we voted for. I think that's the way that you support Trump, don't you?
I just think, you know, it's not making America great again. That weapons deal with Saudi Arabia when I can't even get a loan to start up my business. I want to. Because I'm an entrepreneur, I'm trying to start my own business. I can't even get a loan at my bank right now.
That's right. You say that, you know, and so it's like when we look at these situations like with Chobani This is a guy who comes in. He gets nearly $1 million from the Small Business Association. Can you get a loan from the Small Business Association? I never could. I never tried because I knew they weren't going to give me the money. But you are not going to get any money from the Small Business Association. I can guarantee you're probably not going to be able to get any money from the bank either. But we have people who are friends to the Clintons, friends who are part of the globalist agenda. They get their money, and then they pass that money back to the politicians, and then they get subsidized factories from the states and from the local governments when they build their factories. And then they get subsidized labor. That's the way this whole thing works. The people who are in the system get rewarded for that. And when we look at what's happening with Saudi Arabia, as I mentioned before, we need $1 trillion, according to Donald Trump, to rebuild our infrastructure. But we've already spent twice that amount in Iraq and Afghanistan. And we are going to spend five times that amount in interest charges to Saudi Arabia and China, among others. If we didn't have to do that, we could pay for our roads. We wouldn't need a $40 billion tip from the Saudi king to say, here, fix a couple of your potholes while you equip me to be the most powerful military force in the Middle East. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfied. Satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition, with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to try to get to as many of our callers as we can here. I've got Chris, Mike, others on the line. I'll get to you in just one moment. You know, we've been talking about supporting Trump, standing with Trump. Well, we stand with Donald Trump and with Donald Trump's agenda, the one that he ran on, the one that we voted for. If you want to make it clear as to where you stand, we have a T-shirt. I voted for Donald, not Ivanka. That's what the T-shirt says. So we have that at InfoWars.com. Again, make it clear that you stand with the agenda that we voted for. that you stand with the man that we voted for, not the opposite that we're now seeing from Ivanka and some of his other advisors that are there. Also, we have BioTrue Selenium now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com, a true organic selenium, 100% organic, made from mustard seed. It is not synthetic selenium. You can do your research, find out why you need selenium. There's plenty of research out there from everyone about how selenium is very important, but you want to get a good source of selenium. That's what we try to do, is to get organic sources that are clean, that are pure, that are not synthetic, and that's what BioTrue Selenium is. You'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, Z-Shield Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support, that is now 25% off as part of our introductory pricing. That will go very quickly because this is our initial limited run. So when we come up with a new product, we discount it, get you to try it, but we also do a limited run to see how people respond to it. And so if you want something that's going to help you to fight the toxins that are in your food and your water, these are organic ingredients that are known to fight the toxic metals and chemicals that you will be exposed to, things like cilantro, milk thistle, super concentrated zeolites. Take a look at the information there at InfoWarsLife.com and grab that while it is still available. Discounted right out the bat, 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go back to our callers. Chris in Georgia. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, hello. How are you, David?
Doing good.
Yes, and as far as the Saudi thing, I don't see any difference than like any other president if they was to do it. I think he's a globalist. I think he's just doing some anti-globalist things to give people the illusion that he's an anti-globalist. But at the end of that, I think he's in bed with the elites.
Well, time will tell. We'll have to see what happens. Clearly, Jared Kushner has ties, financial ties, to George Soros. And he is the one who put together this arms deal for the Saudis. And I think that for the good of his family, he needs to distance themselves from this, because so many, I would think that if I was Donald Trump, I would want to keep my family compartmentalized as hard as the mainstream media in Washington is coming after him to try to entrap him with everything. And there's a lot of stuff in Kushner's background. Besides the fact that the guy is completely, he and Ivanka are completely opposed to the agenda that Donald Trump ran on, as family members, I would want to protect them, and I would want to keep them out of this. So hopefully they will have less say in the future, but we'll have to wait and see what happens. I'm very unhappy about the fact that Saudi Arabia was elevated, and as I said before, I think this has got Kissinger's fingerprints all over it. It looks like exactly the type of thing that he would do. Any other comments before we go to O'Brien?
Well, I'm not that convinced about it. I believe Trump purposely hired them so they could, so people like you could be the focus more on Jared and Ivanka than Trump. I believe it was, it's all engineered.
Well, I'm very concerned about the people that he brought in from the very beginning. He brought in a lot of people from Goldman Sachs. He brought in the number two guy from Goldman Sachs who got accelerated payoff from Goldman Sachs. They wanted him in there. We've seen the dominance there, as we've seen Mike Flynn being moved out right away, and people like Dina Habib Powell put in, also a Goldman Sachs person. So I'm very concerned about the people that Donald Trump picked. I mean, that's his choice to pick people that are there with him. If he wants to seriously fight the establishment, you've got to get people who are with you on that side. That's my concern. We'll have to wait and see. I'm very unhappy to see him elevating and honoring Saudi Arabia, and that's precisely what happened with this trip. That's it for today's news. Join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the InfoWars Nightly News. Alex will be back tomorrow, live on the Alex Jones Radio Show.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.